Hi, this is Morty Lefko with another edition of the weekly podcast, Conversations with Top Personal Development Bloggers. Every week we have a conversation with a blogger who has a slightly different take on personal development. There's so much valuable material being offered by personal development bloggers. This is the best place to find out which ones might provide you with just what you're looking for. What's unique about each blogger? Why they started writing their blog? How their personal experiences inform their writing, why you want to be reading their blog, and more. Today I have the pleasure to talk to one of my best friends, Joe Vitale, who writes a blog called Joe Vitale. He's got a lot of other stuff on his website, products he sells and videos, etc. But we're going to focus today primarily on the blog. So hi, Joe, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Been looking forward to this. I always love talking to you, Morty.
Well, thank you so much. What was the impetus to start writing your blog? I know that you have written many, many books and have appeared in a lot of TV and films. What role did the blog play? How did that come about?
I was shamed into starting my blog. In 2005, a search engine genius by the name of Brad Fallon, we were speaking together on a cruise ship, and he told me that I was a fool not to have a blog, that blogs are what the search engines really love, that Google really loves them. And he said, even if you put up a blog and only posted a paragraph every other day or so, that ultimately the search engine spiders at the time would find me and my rank would go up. And he said it would be good for business, it'd be a great relationship builder. So I reluctantly, very reluctantly, started a blog because I looked around and all the blogs were, they were all diaries of a sort. People were just talking about themselves and it just seemed boring. Mm-hmm. So I started like everybody else and started talking about myself, but I tried to put a spin on it and try to have a lesson. Every time I talked about myself, I tried to turn it into a teaching tale and come up with a self-development point. So I started because I was shamed into it, and then I started to like it. Uh-huh. I started to like writing my blog, and it's my favorite thing to do outside of my own books. That's where I share my life and my thoughts and my lessons. I'm having a kick doing it. I enjoy it.
Oh, great. So you've been doing this now since 2006?
2005. Started in 2005.
Okay, well, that's 9 years. That's a long time. You're one of the early ones who got in.
And I thought I was late at the time.
Yeah, actually not. What's your background in personal development that informs the blog? What have you studied? What have you done that helps you here?
What a great question. Well, first of all, the person I was trying to help the most was me. I was my case study. And I've been working on myself since I was a teenager, reading all the metaphysical books, the self-help books, the pop psychology books. And as I grew older, I started doing the seminars that I could afford, from the forum to firewalking to different self-help teachers that I studied with personally. And all of this was to find out how I could grow, how I can go beyond my own limits. And as I would grow and stretch and come up with new insights or things that work for me, I wanted to share them with other people. So I'm really a product of my own study. And what I'm doing as an author is sharing what I've discovered that works for me. And I simply do it in my books. And, of course, I do it more immediately in my blogs.
How often do you post?
Well, not all that often, actually, even though Brad Fallon told me to post every other day. I probably post a guaranteed once a month, sometimes once a week. But because my blog posts are more like full-length articles, I really put thought into them. I craft them. I make sure there's an interest there. There's a lesson there. I don't just do it very flippantly and then post something. I really think through my blog. So for me, every couple weeks to certainly once a month, I put up a blog post.
Got it. What would you say is your typical audience? Have you ever done any demographics? Do you know the kind of people that are interested in the kind of stuff you're writing?
Well, when I've done surveys, they all come across as people who are interested in personal development, obviously. They're all fans of the Law of Attraction, which was made popular from the movie The Secret. And, of course, I was in the movie The Secret. So a lot of people who watch that search my name or search the law of attraction, and they end up at my blog. So these are people from an age range that are probably 40 years old and up. They're generally women. They are avid book readers, which is good for me since I crank out so many books. And they are interested in having more of life. They want happiness. They want health. They want romance. They want wealth. They want all the things that probably all of us want.
Great. Thank you. There now, we were talking earlier before we got started recording about all the bloggers that there are in personal development and everything, but certainly in the personal development field. I don't know that you're familiar with all of them, but could you say in some way how you think your blog would be unique? Why somebody would look at yours rather than anybody else's?
Well, you know, my blog is an extension of me. Mm-hmm. So the only thing that's really unique about it is that it's by Joe Vitale and about Joe Vitale. And if somebody is interested in me as an author, as a person, because they read my books or they saw me on, you know, TV or in the movies or something, and they want to know more, they'd go to my blog. I don't know that my blog is a leading edge think tank for anything. Just today, for example, I posted about a very rare, priceless, handmade guitar that was given to me this past weekend in Las Vegas. It's a really big deal in my life, and I've written extensively about it on my blog. I included photos, but I don't think it's one of those breakthroughs in neuroscience that somebody would rush to my blog to go read about. But if they're interested in me personally, they would go there and read that, and they would get to know me better. And this is really the point, from my perspective, is that I'm building relationships. People buy from people they know, they like, and they respect. The more they get to know me, and if they like me and respect me, when I do come around and say, hey, I have a new book out called The Remembering Process, or a new book out called At Zero, at that point they might go, oh yeah, I know who that guy is, I like him, and they'll go and buy the book. So for me, the only thing unique about my blog, unless I'm missing something, is me.
Well, that you are unique, and that would make your blog unique.
Right.
There is nobody quite like you. And that's all favorable, too. Do you have a long-term goal for your blog? I mean, is there some place you want to get to, or is it just continuing to do what you're doing, or do you have any idea of where you might end up with it or something you might achieve with it?
What a juicy question. You know, at one point in my life, I probably would have spouted off a goal for this and a goal for that, but these days, I am just content to be here and share what I share. I want to keep writing my blog. I enjoy writing the blog. I want to keep sharing lessons that make a difference in my life and for other people. But I don't have a long-term goal. I'm not thinking that I want a certain number of people to see it or anything in particular to happen because of it. I'm pretty much in the now. And in the now, I enjoy writing. And out of that writing, if it can influence some other people, great. But beyond that, I'm inspiring me and hopefully inspiring a few other people.
Very good. Do you accept comments on your blog? Some people do, some people don't.
I do. I've had mixed feelings about that because there have been times where people just posted advertisements for themselves, so they weren't even reading my blog. Then there are the times when people post very critical and even belligerent comments there, which I then have to wrestle with whether I want to leave them there or not. And, of course, I want comments for the ones that tell me where I'm saying something that really helps them or I'm saying something that they have a question about. That helps me clarify what I write next. So the short answer is, yes, I do allow comments.
Okay, great. This is a big one. What's your mission in life at this point, and how does writing your blog contribute to it, or does it?
What was the first part of the question?
What's your mission in life? What's your life about right now?
Mom, I love that.
I think I know that from my knowledge of you and my relationship, but I'd love to, I don't think I've ever asked you that question, so I'd love to hear you put it in your words.
Well, that's the easiest question of all for me. I am here to inspire people to go for and achieve their dreams. Inspiration is the key word. If I can inspire people through an interview like this, through my blogs, through my books, through any speaking, any engagements, any private conversations, if I can inspire people, I feel like I am fulfilling my life calling. My blog gets to do that because even if I post about me receiving a guitar over the weekend, I turn it into something that's going to be of inspiration to other people. I don't want them to sit there and go, oh, that was nice, Joe got a guitar. I don't want them to sit there and think, oh, I'm jealous because Joe got a guitar. I want them to think, oh, if that can happen to him, it can happen to me. I want them to think, well, Joe gives a tremendous amount of things, including writing the blog for free. Nobody's paying me to write all those articles that go on the blog. But as a result, down the line, I'm rewarded with something like this collectible guitar that's been made for me. So when I share all of that, I'm trying to teach people that by living a life of inspiration, they can live a life of inspiration. So the more I can inspire people with my blog or anything else, the more I feel like I'm completing my role in life.
Very good. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like your audience, our audience and your audience, to know about you or your blog we haven't covered?
I'm now a musician. I've recreated myself as a musician in the last 3 years. I've come out with 7 albums. My 8th album, we're beginning it right now, and because I have this unusual guitar given to me, I'll be making an album with that. I also picked up the saxophone a couple months ago, and I'm learning how to play the saxophone. Now, when I say all of this, I don't want people to hear it as bragging, like, oh, Joe's now a musician, he's got all these CDs. I want them to hear it in this way. If Joe, at the age of 60 years old, can completely start anew with becoming a musician with no musical background, no musical training, no musical experience with anything but a harmonica, and if he at the same age can pick up a saxophone and learn how to play such a challenging, unusual, in some cases bizarre instrument, then what can somebody else do with their lives? I'm all about saying if I can do it, then you can do it, and if I have a dream and I'm bringing it into reality, what's your dream and you can bring into reality? So people may not know that I have the musical side. They think of me as a guy who's either an internet marketer or an author or I'm the guy who was in the movie The Secret or any number of segmented ways of taking me in. But taking in a more holistic view, hey, Joe has a musical side to him and look out, he's making the world dance now.
Oh, that's exciting. Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you. Well, I am privileged to know you and call you my friend and it's always fun to talk to you about anything at any time, but this was good, and I really appreciate your time because I know how busy you are doing all the things you're doing. But you have something I think very unique to offer in everything you do, and certainly in your blog. And I think a lot of people are going to be interested in checking it out and saying, "Is this guy and what he writes about likely to be valuable to me?" Everybody can always use inspiration. So to the extent that people get inspired by anything you're doing or saying, that's obviously a very valuable thing for everybody, no matter who they are or what they're doing. So what is the best place? Is it joevitale.com? Where would people find you?
Well, joevitale.com is the portal website to everything I do. So there'll be links to the video blog, to the podcast, to the blog, to my catalog, and everything. So if they went to www.joevitale.com, they'd need to pack a lunch because they'll probably be there a while. There's so much to see and do. The blog itself is at blog.mrfire.com. That's blog.mrfire.com. Mr. Fire was my nickname and has been for a very long time. And when I went on the internet in the mid-90s, nobody knew what they were doing, including me. So I thought, well, I'll just call my website, MrFire.com, so they can go there as well. www.mrfire.com.
Got it. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate it. We will get this thing up sometime real soon. And hopefully lots of people will listen to it and read a transcript and check out your blog and find the value that's there for them, that they can be inspired to try things and do things in their life that they might not have done otherwise as a result of the model that you're providing. Have a good day.
Thank you, Morty.